bit through the process of getting this deal to get the Colts here. I know when we talked last time, that was big.
It was big. It's even bigger today. It's a process that really began two or three years ago when we, I got to tell you, when we first dreamed of this entire campus, we never even thought about the potential of having professional sports teams here. It was to capture the business of family travel sports, and then as the campus began to mature and this building came online, it began to sink in that, wow, we can do a lot more than travel sports on this facility. And a couple years ago, we had some initial discussions with the Colts, and they were very interested. Obviously, they were going through some leadership changes, and then about a year ago, we both reconnected, and they were like, "Hey, we like to get serious about this," and we got down to some very interesting dialogue.
Right. Well, interesting dialogue indeed. Now, the Colts training camp, I know, was in Anderson for a very long time, and yeah. I know they spent some time in Terre Haute. And now Westfield. And this is a deal that's going to keep him here training for, what, 10 years?
Yes, we have a 10-year contract with them to literally they come in and take over this entire 371,000-square-foot building. They have access to three different outside fields, the parking lot G, which is mostly now taken up by Colt City, that we use in the fairer weather. But the beauty of this entire campus is its parking, obviously, its location in Indiana, the ease of access from the 31 freeway. But what's been fun to watch the last 2 days is the flexibility of, hey, the weather, especially yesterday when it was raining, we don't have to cancel the practice, we'll just move it indoors.
It's also very focused on family and family activities. What's some of the things that go on during that?
Well, that's a huge part of our whole endeavor. I mean, the intent of this campus is to be recognized as the family sports capital of America. So when we say that, it's not just the tournaments that we bring in, but it's also the other events. And of course, the Colts, with their marketing people now, Chris Ballard just is all about marketing to families, as is the Irsay family. They really want to bring people in from all of Indiana that may not get to see the Colts during the regular season and get the kids to actually see some of the players, engage with some of the players when we're outdoors, to enjoy all of the inflatables and all the games that we have. Blue is lingers throughout the campus, the cheerleaders, and it's just that. It's a true family experience.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mayor.
Hey, my pleasure.